Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. So the Perry Chamber of Commerce has been holding the Perry Farmers Market for a couple months now throughout the summer for everybody to get their, of course, local produce and fresh things that they like to find in the farmers market. Now, along with that, every month there has been a special event for people to get excited about, whether it was Public Safety Night, of course, yesterday's Back to School Night with the school year getting ready to kick off on Monday. Now, can you just talk a little bit about what that back to school night entailed and if you had any new people that jumped into the event recently?
Yeah, we had a great night for back to school night. So just kind of getting in the school spirit and, you know, it's middle of August, so we're ready to go for the fall. And so we really had a nice turnout. Really thankful for all of the groups that showed up to be a part of that. And we had more and more even join earlier this week. So we had 9 total guests. So of course we had the Perry Booster Club and they had a pop-up for their apparel. So people were able to get their new Blue Jay gear. The junior class was doing a snow cone and sticker fundraiser. Obviously it's an ongoing fundraiser for prom. So they're getting started early and it was great to see that. Perry Vocal Music with Jen Nelson. She's been joining us as a regular vendor almost every week. She has baked goods and produce. So they're consistently fundraising for their New York trip. So some of those are kind of regulars that we have for those kinds of things. But we also had St. Pat's and DMAC. We had the Perry Public Library promoting what they're doing for their programming. We also had Dallas County Public Health and Iowa State Extension and Outreach of Dallas County, as well as Short Years Partnership. So it was really great to have all of those folks come together and be a part of Back to School Night. We had so many people. We filled the whole block and Josh Davis Plaza. So it was just really a great night for the farmers market, for people to come out and get their locally grown produce and baked goods and crafts and interact with those organizations as well. And really that's why we do these special events. So it's an encouragement for people to come down and see what's new, but then also a platform for those organizations to engage with the community. So we did just that, and it was a great night for back to school night.
Now, in terms of the special events, of course, there's been a couple of them now throughout the Perry's Farmers Market. Now, is there one more on the calendar that people should be looking out for? Now, I know the next month of Perry Farmers Markets, where that special event would be, of course, is September, but could you just explain a little bit about what the next special event might hold at the Perry Farmers Market in September?
So this will be new for us. We are planning on a public works night. So we had a public safety day. We just had this back to school night, like you said. We also had health and wellness early in the season, but we're looking to do public works night. And that is working with the city departments to kind of show off what they do. So we probably won't bring a garbage truck, although I think that'd be interesting, just a little bit smelly maybe. But, you know, what does a street sweeper look like and different things like that so that people can get an appreciation and a close-up look for some of the equipment and tools and vehicles that they use. So working with Jack Butler on that to see what that's going to look like. So still very tentative in terms of what that's going to look like, but that's what we've settled on for our final guest event. And so that should be fun to showcase that as well and partner with the city for that night.
Now, in terms of while we're rolling right along with special events, there is a special event coming up this weekend, actually. Now, it's not related to the Perry Farmers Market, of course, but Perry's Public Safety Day will be taking place Saturday. Now, can you just walk us through a little bit of why someone might want to attend this Public Safety Day and if the chamber might be out and about for people to see on Saturday?
So this will actually be my first Public Safety Day at Hy-Vee, but from what I know, it's very similar to what we do for our Public Safety Night at the Farmers Market. That's, you know, kind of why we started doing that at the Farmers Market, a spinoff of that. But it'll be even bigger and more interactive than what we do at the Farmers Market with limited space. So at Hy-Vee in the parking lots, you can expect to see all of the different vehicles and different departments there. If they're available, Lifelight might even fly in so that people can see what that looks like. So I think that part's really exciting. So of course, it's really fun for kids to take photos, to interact with, you know, all of those different departments. It's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hy-Vee parking lot. The chamber will be there. We're going to be promoting the farmers market. And so not quite public safety, but we'll be there anyway. We'll have free face masks if people are still needing those now that we're kind of getting back into that for folks that might need them. But we'll also be promoting the farmers market and the fact that we have the ability to accept SNAP benefits at the farmers market. They can swipe their card, get tokens, and use them with our vendors. So that's where we're going to be there in support of what they're doing at Hy-Vee. and for Public Safety Day.
Now, as we kind of double back a little bit and talk about the Perry Farmers Market, you know, while it's been going on for a little while now, there's a little bit more left to go. Obviously, we're on the back nine here for the Perry Farmers Market, which seems kind of crazy to think about. The summer's kind of flown by. But so far throughout the Farmers Market, you know, what has been kind of the feedback and the attendance for the Perry Farmers Market as it's returned to a little bit more normalcy here throughout the summer?
We get really good feedback as far as the variety and the number of vendors that we have. There are a lot of small markets in the area. We're obviously never going to be as big as some of the larger markets like Ames and Valley Junction. No one can touch the downtown Des Moines Farmers Market, but we do our best to have a great variety of vendors and really have that platform for the community to get together and interact that way. So we hear from both our vendors that this is a great market because there are shoppers and they're enthusiastic. They've got regular people coming down every week to purchase. And then we hear from our customers that there's a really great variety and they know where to go for that seasonal produce that they're looking for. You know, some of those are tomatoes and watermelon that, you know, you can't get any better than right fresh and locally grown. And then just another way to interact with different community organizations. So we've got the library that does their Healthy Steps program. So that's been another outreach piece for them as well. So actually next week, they will be giving out watermelon. So they're purchasing from one of our local vendors so that we can do that giveaway. So it's just kind of bigger than a regular farmer's market in terms of all of the different components that go into it, especially with those special events as well. But we're really happy to hear from both the shoppers and the vendors that they're really happy with how the market has grown. The location is maybe a little tricky for parking, but within a block or two, you should be able to find parking and walk and get your steps in. And then we'll have volunteers this fall, hopefully, to help us with some of those larger purchases, carrying the watermelon and carrying the pumpkins and things like that. But it's just great. So for people to come down and check it out. The weather has been kind to us, knock on the wood, this summer so far. Maybe a little warm some days, but we are going on through the end of September.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention?
Well, just as always, promoting the different events that are going on. We talked about Public Safety Day. We have Latino Festival next Saturday downtown. We're not super involved with that, but we really support our community partners that put on events like that. So that's 11 to 7 with a parade at 10. From the Chamber's perspective, we're rebooting our ambassador program, which we talked about last week. And so I'm really excited to get that up and off the ground. For members, they can check it out. Just did an informational session that was recorded so they can look into that and watch for more information in our Facebook group for members. And then we also have a survey out there to all of our members as we're getting into strategic planning. So fall means end of the year is near, and so we're already looking ahead to next year. So lots of things going on.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.